Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Friday, October 1st, 2021, and I'm your host, Robert. This is going to be a really short video today for the weekend. I apologize, but the past week I've only had time to make some short videos for TikTok. Work kept me a little bit too busy to do a full episode, but I did want to come on here quickly today, put something up for the weekend, and just let you guys know what's going on. Next week, I hope to be back onto a more normal schedule and create a lot more content, not just more episodes here, but also on TikTok too, just get a little bit more involved with that. This weekend, I'm taking a couple of days for some family time with my father. I'm headed to my dad's tonight, actually, and tomorrow morning early, we're headed to Connecticut. We're going to pick up some grapes to make wine. We're doing a Cabernet and a Petite Syrah blend, and we had ordered some grapes from California. They're in. So we're going to be busy doing that for the next couple of days. But I think I'm going to be able to make some TikTok videos at least, sneak those in, when I'm not actually making wine. Now, a lot has happened, obviously, from the last episode. So let me just mention the audit a little bit in Maricopa. I know that's, semi-old news, but I just want to give you my opinion on something. I think initially a lot of people were a little disappointed in the numbers, because we've heard much larger numbers throughout the whole process. When people were talking about it, as we waited all those months, people kept, bantering around all these different huge numbers. So when this, when it initially came out, I know a lot of people I saw in, chat rooms and message boards and stuff were like, oh, that wasn't enough. I was expecting more, blah, blah, blah. But all the evidence that we need and more was there. But admittedly, when I was listening to all this, I was thinking, all right, but where are these numbers? Where are these records that they've been talking about? Where is Jovan and the yellow dots from the printers and the paper that proves if the ballots are real? Where is this? Where is that? I mean, there seemed to be a lot of stuff that was missing. It seemed like a watered down version of what we were expecting, and that does now seem to be the case. Looks like there's more info that's going to be coming out. It looks like these people were threatened a lot, and this was kind of like a report light. But think of it this way. Just on that initial report, there was 6 times the margin of victory in questionable or illegal ballots. Now ask yourself this. Would the Democrats think that that was acceptable? Would the Democrats, if this had been the other way around, would they be complacent at all? Would they be disappointed in the numbers? Or would they be screaming from the rooftops that the Republicans cheated with 6 times the number of votes as the margin of victory? Of course they would. They'd be going insane right now. And the fact that many people were so discouraged is discouraging. A lot is coming from this audit already, including the AG investigation and freezing evidence and inspiring other states to get moving. So this is all good. Now, what did disappoint me, and this should be a red flag for everybody, was this. We saw the evidence of fraud, of cheating, of lying, of covering up evidence, of illegally deleting election files. We saw all these things again and again, many times over the numbers we need to prove Arizona was stolen, right? What was the Republican response? Absolutely nothing. Not a peep from the mainstream media. Not a peep from Fox News, which of course isn't surprising considering they were in on it from the beginning. They were the ones who called Arizona when, 2% of the vote was in? I mean, Fox participated in the coup against Trump from the start, so no surprises there. But also, not a word from Breitbart. Not a single mainstream conservative media outlet, nothing. Not one single tweet or an Instagram post or a mention by any Republican politician when this came out. Not a one. I mean, maybe now, maybe afterwards, sure. But initially, when the report was actually happening, when the results were read, nothing. The one news outlet that came out right off the bat supporting all this, reporting on it, and publishing all the results was the Gateway Pundit. Not even the Epoch Times chose to say a word. Nothing. You know what this means? It means the Republican Party as a whole, including the Republican media, wants Trump gone. And they will do everything in their power to undermine evidence against Joe Biden and the Democrats for the 2020 election. And if they're able to, they're going to turn their backs on Trump and undermine him as he tries to make his way back to the forefront of the Republican Party, which, I mean, he's already there. They just proved, and not just the media, but the Republican politicians too, that all of the support for the America First agenda has all been a lie on their part. They have no courage. They showed their colors. If they show any support for Trump at all going forward, it's because they feel compelled to or forced to because of you. But what they want is for him to disappear. The Republican politicians are mostly part of the swamp. And the media who claim to be on our side, Fox News in particular, what they really want is to be the opposition. All right, they don't want things to go our way. They wanted Biden in office so they can go back to being, quote, on our side. All right, and the ones fighting against the Biden agenda, shoulder to shoulder with us, even though they're the ones who did everything that they possibly could to get Biden elected. Fox News has been playing Republican voters like a fiddle for years. And I can't for the life of me fathom why anybody on our side would watch a minute of Fox News anymore. I mean, even people like Hannity and Tucker were totally silent on this. Think about it this way. Take away all the evidence regarding the ballots and the votes and everything else, okay? You want to forget about all that? Go ahead and forget about it. But you had clear evidence that the Maricopa board deleted all of the election data the day before the audit started. By law, that needed to be kept for 22 months after the election. This is a federal offense. Even that didn't warrant a mention in their eyes. I mean, the Republican Party is dead. The politicians are dead. The Republican media is dead. What's left are patriots. What's left are people like you and me. I mean, I don't know what to call myself. I mean, Republican by default if I had to pick between the two. But I have come to loathe my party, and I consider myself an America First, Constitution-loving loyalist and patriot before I'd ever call myself a Republican. So many people need to be kicked out of this party. So much reform has to happen before I would proudly call myself a Republican anymore. Now, the second quick thing that I want to mention is how the Democrat Party is starting to lose their monopoly on the culture war. For years, we've had to deal with not only the left controlling the vast majority of the media, but everybody who's famous and popular and who influences young people and tells them what they should or shouldn't think is usually a big-time leftist. Well, we've seen some pushback on this recently, and I think it's a sign of a lot more to come. Started with Nicki Minaj coming out, 2 weeks ago, with what I thought was a very reasonable statement saying that, you know, this venue was requiring a vaccine to attend, and she would only get the vaccine after doing a lot of research, her own research, which she said that she was in the process of doing. Seems reasonable to me. The press tried to destroy her. But instead of apologizing, you know, and acting like she was ashamed, like a lot of times the celebrities do when they get criticized, she didn't act like she was ashamed of herself, right? That's what they were hoping she would do, but she didn't. Instead, she doubled down and she started talking about this country turning into China because you can't even have a discussion about things anymore. The more they push back, the more she pushed back. Now, I'm not a fan of hers at all. I don't like her music and everything else, but I at least respect the fact that she was thinking for herself regarding the vaccines, and she wasn't going to let herself be bullied or pressured into taking it and wasn't going to feel intimidated by the media. With over 100 million people following her around the world, I think it's close to 150 million people, they're mostly leftists. That was a huge, huge thing to have happen. If even a small percentage of her fans start to question things or look at things with a more open mind because of what she did and the way that she stood up for herself, it's still millions of people. Another huge one is actor-comedian Russell Brand, right? He was in films like Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Get Him to the Greek. He did the remake of Arthur. Pretty smart and funny guy. Whether, you know, leftist, you don't have to agree with his politics, but a funny guy. He has a YouTube channel. He seemed lately to start leaning a little bit more to the right, or at least going from left to center lately. And he's been questioning more, you know, more and more things, which I think the whole government response to the coronavirus, I think has been the impetus for that. Well, he put out a video about Hillary Clinton and the whole Russiagate nonsense about Trump. And he titled the video, "So Trump was right about Clinton and Russia collusion." So for the entire video, he talks about actual factual evidence that points to Clinton being the one who orchestrated it all. He points out the Durham investigation, the subpoenas, I mean, he's got the reports and the facts in hand. He's reading them off to everybody. He's got it up on the screen so you can follow along with him. And the left is going nuts. They're saying he's lost his mind, that he's regurgitating right-wing conspiracies and propaganda. Meanwhile, he's reciting actual evidence from investigations, while these people on the left are accusing him of falling for right-wing propaganda. They are the ones, remember, they are the ones who waited for 2 years for a report from, Mueller, right? And when they came out and they said there was no Russia collusion, when the whole Mueller report was over, they didn't believe him. They refused to believe their own investigator. Point is, this video has over 2 million views now. His viewership is mostly the left. Look at some of his recent video titles besides the one on Russia and Hillary. Listen to this. Can we really trust the vaccine fact checkers? Thought Biden couldn't sink any lower? Think again. This is why you can't trust Big Pharma. Shocking Wuhan evidence, did Fauci lie? Does this sound like a Democrat? This sounds like one of us. He has 3.94 million subscribers, and I bet a lot of them are hearing things like this for the very first time. It's fantastic. The other day we had Rihanna come out. Didn't say a word as far as I know. I didn't see any video of it or anything like that. I think it was just a photo. But she had a shirt on that said, "Think while it's still legal." There isn't a chance in hell she's talking about things leftists believe in, because that's perfectly legal to say anything you want when you're a leftist. So she's talking about, obviously, controversial things that somebody like us would say, maybe questioning the vaccine, right? She's seeing that you can't question anything anymore, and she's obviously, like Nicki Minaj, not happy about it. This is another one with hundreds of millions of followers around the world, and she's red-pilling them that there is something seriously wrong with our government, with the media, and the whole culture when you can't openly question the mainstream narrative anymore without being canceled. And now, Pitbull. Singer, songwriter, businessman, actor. I don't know much about him. I know he's big in Miami, and actually, there's a channel on my XM in the car that says Pitbull. I'm assuming that's him. He's doing pretty well. I don't have a channel on XM. He's got, 9 million followers on Instagram, roughly, 8.7, something like that. Anyway, he said this at a concert recently. "So whoever the F doesn't like the United States of America, may God bless you, but F you at the same time. If you don't like the United States of America, go back to the countries that we the F from, and you'll see how much you appreciate the United States of America." That's a pretty bold pro-America, quit your effing bitching kind of statement, again, from somebody who probably has a fan base that's like, what, 95% Democrats? It's all young people. It's all, it's all the Democrat fan base. All of this, all these people that I just mentioned, happened within 2 weeks of each other. Now, I have to start wrapping this up already. I'm really, really pressed for time. I apologize. But I just wanted to talk about this because it's important. When have we seen such prominent leftists all at once coming out and agreeing with us, and not only that, being unafraid with sharing their feelings to their millions of fans who they know are going to, they know that they're going to lose their minds, they know that they're going to get media blowback, and they don't care. The left has always had a stranglehold on the media and celebrity culture, and I'm not saying that they still don't, but it doesn't take much to cause a huge ripple in the pond here. Because this is so against the norm, anytime one of them does something like this, it gets a lot of attention, so much attention, and it's thrust into the spotlight. The media red pills even more people by making it a story. And I have to think that with the way that the Democrats are quickly just absolutely destroying the country, this is going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what's coming. These celebrities are going to get bolder as more of them come forward. I have to hand it to Minaj. She has more balls than the Republican media or politicians, all right, that's for sure. And just by her coming out, look what she may have started. Simply by deciding that she had an opinion, she was going to share it, and she wasn't going to be intimidated by other people into silence. That is what it takes to defeat these people. More people than you can possibly imagine think like we do, even on the left. But so many people are intimidated into silence, and the more prominent people come out and speak their mind, the more it's going to open up the floodgates, the more people like this are going to come out and say exactly the same kind of things that we're saying. The left, their policies are wrong. Their ideology is wrong. Inflation is out of control. There's product shortages. Taxes are going up. Consumer confidence is cratering. They're showing everybody that they've become out of control dictators. They're showing everybody that they're un-American. When college-age kids shout F Joe Biden at games weekend after weekend, a Democrat president, you know the dam is breaking for the Democrat Party. If it's true that changes in culture precede changes in politics, we have a lot of positive things to be thankful for. The shine is off the Democrat Party, and we're just getting started revealing the man behind the curtain. That's what I think. All right, that's it for today. I'm sorry it's so short, but that's all the time I have. I hope you have a great weekend. If you follow me on TikTok, look out for more content over the weekend. If you loathe TikTok, and I certainly understand if you do, but you still want to see the other content that I create, besides the podcast, I do put everything up on a Patreon page. You can access all the videos for, I think, as low as $3 a month. That's on Patreon, a Conservative Roots podcast, or you can hit the donate button on the podcast player. That should take you to a link over to it, and you can join there if you want. I do a lot of videos that get banned on TikTok too, or they won't load at all because it annoys China or something like that. I have no idea why they won't load, but everything that is banned or people can't see goes up on Patreon, so it's pretty funny content on there for you. Anyway, again, enjoy your weekend. I hope you have a good one, and I'll be back soon with longer episodes going over all the news of the day. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the subscribe button, and if you have friends or family that you think would like it, please let them know about it too. Take care.